It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
That seems to me like government is establishing a religion.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
If you give people rights, women's rights, gay rights, whatever, there can't be equal rights if there's special rights.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Surveys show that people still really prefer freedom versus force.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to the show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MUNSON.com. Be sure and sign up for our weekly newsletter. That way you'll get the first look at all of our upcoming guests and our most recent podcasts, as well as our most recent op-eds. And we'd appreciate it if you'd go over to Facebook and give us a like. I tell you, producer Steve, that rendition of the Star Spangled Banner really rocks your socks.
You need to watch the video that goes with it, or the video that the audio was extracted from. It'll get you.
Oh, boy, I tell you, that's pretty amazing. What a great show we have planned for you today. In studio with me is my friends, and that is the creators of I'm a Trumpster, and that is Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas. Reggie, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
It's great to have you here.
Oh, love it. I love your format and what you do. It's incredible.
Well, right back at you. And Johnny Thomas, it's great to have you here as well.
It's great to be here, and thanks for having us. And hey, we ready to rock and roll?
I tell you. You know, you two, I refer to you as patriots, what you are doing. You actually have a show, Reggie, on KLZ 560.
Yes, ma'am. It's actually doing pretty good, too. We're getting known, not just on the air, but where we go different places. Oh, I listen to you. Oh, then the guys are the Trumpsters. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, wow. And we get, you know, calls from, we were just on a national, well, not a national show, it was in Detroit, right?
Yeah, Detroit.
Yeah, and that was, I believe it was the number one show in Detroit, and it went great.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about I'm a Trumpster in the third and fourth segment. You guys have had a lot that has happened, and, you know, we're now in a horse race now, Johnny Thomas, from now until election time.
Oh, yeah. And it's showtime, as we would say in an entertainment business. It's showtime.
It is showtime. And you guys have been in the entertainment business for many, many years. And so anyway, it's a remarkable story. And so we'll talk more about that in segments three and four.
Okay.
Chris Cantwell will be chatting, calling in. In this first segment, you know him. He is with Trans World Business Advisors. If you want to buy or sell a business, he is the guy to talk to. And we'll get an update on what's happening with these PPP loans. So we're going to jump in here. There is a lot going on. Next Monday night, which is September 28th, Rick Turnquest and I will be presenting our voter's guide, going through all the issues that are on the Colorado ballot. That will be at Water's Edge Winery, 5:30 to 8. The cost is $20. There is a $3 processing fee, so $23 for your ticket, and then you just purchase whatever you want to drink. I'm sure eat or drink. I'm sure that Chef D will have something delightful there, and of course Jen Hewlin, she is quite the patriot as well. So
could I say that that's probably going to sell out really quick?
I would recommend that people sign up and go. So they go to my website. That's KimMunson.com, and you can buy your tickets right there. And I always do like to talk about the I'm a Trumpster bus tour. And but you since you guys are here, we'll spend all segments three and four on that, Reggie.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds good.
We look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Ultimately, if something is a good idea, you shouldn't have to use force to implement it. It is never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood via force, whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation,
yay,
or fear. Yeah, that is your favorite one. You and I are going to be talking a bit about that, because producer Steve, because I think we may see some unpredictable and excessive taxation coming to our little neighborhoods.
Yeah, some research needs to be done, but and we dare not name names quite yet, but
we're working on it.
I'm warming up for a letter to the editor that's going to take. It's going to set a record.
Okay. So stay tuned for that as well. When producer Steve decides to do something like that, it's going to get interesting. And so we look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. I always like to say thank you to this great team that I get to work with, and that is producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. And to each of you listeners, I appreciate you. Thank you. You are valued. You're treasured today. Strive for excellence. Be your very best version of yourself you can be. and take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And our quote for today, Steve, is from Clint Eastwood. And it really reminded me of Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas. Now, Clint Eastwood was born in 1930. He's 90 years old, if you can believe it.
Wow.
I hope that doesn't remind you of Reggie and Johnny.
No, that wasn't the part.
Oh, there's something else.
Together.
Together, that's right. That's it. So Clint Eastwood is an American actor, film director, and producer. After achieving success in the Western TV series Rawhide, he rose to international fame with his role as the man with no name in Sergio Leone's Dollars trilogy of spaghetti westerns during the mid-60s, and as anti-hero cop Harry Callahan in the five Dirty Harry films throughout the 1970s and 80s. These roles, among others, have made Eastwood an enduring cultural icon of masculinity. And this is what he said. Okay, this is what reminded me of you, Reggie and Johnny.
Okay.
He said, sometimes if you want to see a change for the better, you have to take things into your own hands. And I feel that you guys, that's what you've done. You've seen that something's going on in America, and President Trump came to a number of black leaders and said, I need your help. And you guys stepped up to the challenge, Reggie.
True.
That's exactly what happened, and that's an interesting quote. That pretty much describes this, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You have to step up.
He asked us to step up.
Because it's very important, like, to say this election is one of the most important of our lifetime, I think. So we couldn't just sit back and watch, you know.
And when President Trump speaks, it's so genuine. I mean, he touches you. I mean, you can't listen to this man and see how he acts and how he treats people without having it affect you.
He's just real. He's not Hollywood. He's just, hey, I'm doing this for the American people, and I'm letting them know America first by any means necessary.
Right.
And that's what it's about.
Okay, well, stay tuned for segments 3 and 4, because you can tell this is going to be a really interesting conversation. Let's jump over here to Chris Cantwell, one of my valued partners. He is with Transworld Business Advisors. Chris Cantwell, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. What's happening over in your world? I think that you're doing transactions over there at Transworld Business Advisors, correct?
Yep, we are doing business brokerage, and it is crazily as busy as it's ever been.
I love that.
We're getting a lot of deals done. We have a lot of deals under contract right now. When I say a lot, it's over 30. Which is a lot to have at any one time. I think we had that lull in the spring in quarter two when all the forced shutdowns were going on, and we're seeing the flip side of that right now as well. There's a bunch of good buyers coming to the market and good businesses still out there looking to be acquired. The baby boomer generation is the biggest seller right now, and they still have businesses that they want to sell and let the business go on and the employees stay and a new owner come in and take over the business.
What are you seeing with the PPP loans? Now, I am hearing, you know, that people really could use some additional relief. Now, I think you and I, from an ideological standpoint, don't really like government coming in and doing these kinds of things. However, these are unique times. It doesn't look to me like Nancy Pelosi's going to let anything happen, anything that could be good news to businesses. I think the Democrats are going to stand in the way on that. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, so the bankers that I'm talking to, and we still have these loans out there, and they're complicating these transactions to some degree. But the bankers that I've talked to, and I called a couple of banker friends just this week, and they said the SBA has still not provided the final guidance regarding the forgiveness program. So the banks are still telling their borrowers to just stand by. And there is still that, and you and I talked about this, the possibility of making it easier for all those that borrowed under $150,000 that's just forgiven, kind of on a one-page form, versus the bank going in and having to audit to make sure you spent 60% of that money on payroll and the rest on rent or interest and breaking it all down. The banks don't want to do that. These PPP loans are more of a hassle for them, and it's derailing them from their first job, which would be maybe lending for the acquisition of businesses. So they'd like to get back to that, and that's slowing things down in terms of doing SBA financing right now. So they're still unknowns. We're still waiting for final guidance from the SBA on how to forgive these things, and the banks are still telling most of their clients to just hold off.
Okay, so it sounds like it is complicating things for you, but yet things are getting done. If people are interested in a business, buying a business, or selling a business, you guys, you continued throughout that whole we're still in it, the COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption. You were still out there, working, planting seeds. And I think that people should realize that is even when things are, topsy-turvy, stay the course. And that's exactly what you've done, Chris Cantwell.
Absolutely. Our clients are super important to us, and we needed to go through this period together. But we went to work every day, and there were many days the phone didn't ring and emails didn't arrive, but we were there ready to do whatever we could for our clients, and it's paying off now. So I'm glad that we did, chose not to hide out in the basement.
Good for you. So Chris Cantwell, if people are interested in buying or selling a business, you have a whole team, that can help people with that, and a team of attorneys and accountants. But the first consultation is actually complimentary. And so how can people reach you?
Yeah, you can call me 844-SELL-BIZ, B-I-Z, 844-SELL-BIZ, or find all my contact information on the KimMunson.com website.
You got it. So, Chris Cantwell, we will talk to you very soon again. Thank you for all you do.
Thanks, Kim. Have a great morning.
Okay, you too. Before we go to break, another one of my valued partners is Hooters Restaurants right here in the Front Range area. And they have all kinds of great specials now that we have some sports. They have game day specials available Monday through Thursday, 6 p.m. to close, and all day Saturday and Sunday. And that's for dine-in. Then they also have to-go specials if everybody's coming over to your house to watch the games. And then if a lot of people are coming over to your house, they have a party pack to-go special as well. So for more information, go to HootersColorado.com. That's HootersColorado.com. We're going to go to break. When we come back, I have in studio with me the creators of I'm a Trumpster and this fabulous 42-foot bus that they are taking into minority communities. That is Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas. We'll go through some headlines in the second segment, and then I've got questions for these guys in the third and fourth segment, so stay tuned.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, KimMunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Be sure and sign up for our weekly newsletter. You get first look at all the things that we are doing, and go over to Facebook and give us a like. Before we get into some more of these headlines, just wanted to re-mention our salon series next Monday, September 28th. Rick Turnquest and I are putting together a very thorough voter's guide on all of the issues that will be on the Colorado ballot. And to buy your tickets, go to KimMunson.com. The tickets are $20 plus a $3 processing fee. And then when you get there, you can just buy whatever you want to eat or drink. And that will be next Monday, 5:30 to 8. And I would recommend, we first announced it yesterday. And ticket sales, producer Steve, are brisk. So I would recommend to go ahead and do that sooner versus later.
Well, yeah. knowing the size of the venue and... I don't know. She's still restricted.
It's cozy.
Oh, okay. But is she still, the county is still watching her. I just know that it's just going to be a limited seating, and a lot of people are going to want to be there.
Yeah. So, yeah, we do have a cutoff on how many tickets we can sell. So be sure and go to KimMunson.com and purchase your tickets there. So, producer Steve, I'm going to go to you first on this. This is one of the headlines, this is from the Federalist that Patty had found, that Joe Biden backtracks on his promise to release his list of potential Supreme Court picks. And on Sunday, the 2020 Democrat presidential nominee reversed his course on a summer pledge to release a list of names identifying potential candidates for the Supreme Court in the event of a vacancy under his presidency. The announcement marks a clean-cut reversal from the former vice president's pledge in June to unveil a list of black women as possible contenders. He had said, "We are putting together a list, a group of African-American women who are qualified and have the experience to be on the court." That was before the campaign pulled the 77-year-old away from "I am not," and now he says, "I'm not going to release that until we go further down the line in vetting them as well." Now, he he announced that in June. You would think that they would have done their vetting by now. Donald Trump, 2 weeks ago, had released his list. Now, who knew that Ruth Bader Ginsburg would pass on during this time? But I think, Johnny Thomas, I'm going to go to you on this. Actually, I said I was going to go to Steve first, but I'm going to go to you first, Johnny, and then to you, Steve. Do you not find it interesting that Donald Trump released this list? He said he was going to do it. Promises made, promises kept.
Always.
And then Ruth Bader Ginsburg passes on. And, you know, he's already, you know, he's already
ahead of the game.
Ahead of the game. So what do you think about that, Johnny?
I think it's divine. What's the word?
Divine intervention.
Yeah.
Intervention.
Yeah, I really do. It's like, it's almost like he saw it coming.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, he's always prepared for stuff.
Somehow, some way, right? Go ahead.
Let me add to that. I think President Trump is just a person that works really hard, and when you practice on doing what you say, it just seems like you're always prepared for what happens. Now, nobody knew this great lady was going to pass,
right?
But President Trump is like ready for everything. That's what I feel.
Well, to your point, if you prepare, right. Thomas Jefferson said this. You know, the harder I work, the luckier I get. You know, the more you prepare, the more you're ready. Producer Steve, what's your thoughts on this whole thing?
Well, I get hung up on this comment by Dr. Shelby Steele, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institute, and he's watching, you know, what Biden's up to, and he calls the whole thing, you know, and the fact that Biden came right out of the chute saying, "Well, okay, I've got a list of black women," and this guy Shelby Steele is saying this is absurd. Race is completely objective. It tells you nothing about a person's character, track record, or beliefs.
I agree.
So, you know, why? And again, here's more pandering. And that whole side of the fence has become specialist at pandering.
You know, I think pandering, Reggie, I think when people pander to others, I think it's a real insult.
Yeah, Biden's the king of it. I love what you just said. That is so true. He'll say anything to at the time to get the where he's trying to get. His objective is black votes, and he keeps using that narrative to manipulate. Think he's manipulating us.
And I think it's going to backfire on him because we're very intelligent and we know exactly what's going on. And when you say the black, we're going to pick a black. Doesn't matter if we black, Asian. It doesn't matter. And so we know what you're doing.
We need the best person for the job, male or female.
True.
Stop it, man. Stop it.
Yeah, stop it.
And that goes for all of these descriptors as well. You know, women, at the beginning of the show, sometimes, you know, I say, if you give people special rights, and it took me a while to figure this out because, you know, the whole feminist movement empowering women, you know, I thought was a good idea until I actually figured out that the feminist movement has now gotten to a point where it's all about abortion and hating straight men.
Yeah. And that's crazy, right?
It is crazy. And so it was at that point, it's like, well, I like strong men. I like strong women. And if we start to only hire people because of whatever their descriptor is, I think we get almost like to the caste system in India, where you're in this group and you can't rise above that group. And, you know, certainly, Reggie, America has their challenges, but we have an ideal that we want to aspire to, and that ideal is exceptional. As Calvin Coolidge said, if all men are created equal, then that is final. That is what we need to work towards, Reggie.
Exactly. Where can we how can we spread that, Kim? I mean, that is so eloquently said. But how do we push that narrative to people? How do we grow that thought?
Well, you know, Johnny Thomas, maybe you get a 45-foot bus and you wrap it, and then you take it into minority neighborhoods. What do you think about that?
Hey, you're supposed to save this for segment three.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I think that's a great idea. I know you're supposed to save that, but I'll just say I think that's a brilliant idea.
Hey, yeah, she's doing some Trump stuff here. She knows.
So, you know, it's just about hitting the pavement. It's about believing in what you you know, believing in your morals and values and not losing those. And I see everybody is losing their morals and values and their wits over on the other side. It's just, wow. And there's no boundaries.
Yeah. And it's going to be hard. Is it going to be hard to reverse that? We got to do. We got to come together, man. We got to reverse that narrative somehow.
Somehow.
Well, when we really do need to unite, and that is something that I've seen that the Democrats, and I just want to say the Democrat Party mm-hmm. of today is not the Democrat Party of JFK. It has been pulled so far over to the radical activist left, and they know what to say, but yet they don't do what they say. And I think this whole thing with Biden on this Supreme Court list that he had promised, and now he's walking it back. They know what to say. They said, you know, as pandering. Pandering is not really knowing what to say. There's two things. Pandering is just. I don't know.
Stop. Yeah, you don't really know what you're saying. You're just saying it.
Yeah, to try to influence people to come to your side. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is from a marketing standpoint, I think that they do know the words that people want to hear. America doesn't like this division or this destruction. They would like us to unite. And so they say that they're going to try to unite us, but yet they are the ones that are, you know, paying to have people destroy our neighborhoods, which I also can't believe that it's primarily privileged young white kids that are out there, Producer Steve, destroying these neighborhoods.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Whoever that representative was and his basically unveiled threat to Trump, go ahead, fill this seat before the election and we'll burn the place down.
Wow.
I can't think more of a threat than that. But does that not have the Democratic leadership holding their breath? Oh my gosh! At this point in life, at this point in time, 40 days to this election, you go ahead and start up a fresh round of burning things. How many more people are you going to drive towards Trump?
Reggie.
Oh, hey, you're on fire, buddy. That's exactly how I think. I think that's ignorant for them to even try to, you know, people are tired of getting bullied. I mean, I'm tired of hearing it. I'm tired of watching it, you know. So anything that we do as conservatives and we're following the law, we're following the Constitution, and then they threaten us with burning down our house or showing up at our jobs and, you know, all these threats, that's got to backfire.
People, it's like a shakedown.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's definitely like a shakedown, and I can't believe it's happening.
I know. I can't believe it either. Before Jason McBride's going to be calling in here in just a minute, but I find this astonishing. This is from The Hill, and it says that Foot Locker is partnering with Rock the Vote to provide voter registration services to Americans shopping in any of its stores across the country beginning this week. It said a press release from the company on Thursday stated that an initiative coinciding with National Voter Registration Day on September 22nd would allow customers to register to vote inside Foot Locker's stores across the country. The company's also launching a voter registration portal on its website. And their CEO said, in a year marked with such uncertainty, amid a pandemic and social unrest, our country's future and our collective role in reshaping it has never been more important. At Foot Locker, our mission is to inspire and empower youth culture, so partnering with Rock the Vote was a natural fit to help educate and amplify the voices of today's youth. Reggie, your thoughts?
Don't believe it. I have a question for
you. Don't believe the hype.
Is Foot Locker the CEO, are they on the left or the right?
Well, I'm going to bet they're on the left, because Rock the Vote is something out there that's trying to just get kids, young people to vote. And Johnny Thomas, voting is a sacred Right.
Oh, definitely.
But it is a sacred responsibility. And if people don't know the issues, if they have not done their research, they have a responsibility not to vote.
I agree with that, because a lot of people just, they're making it just a cool, I think that's what they want to try to make it cool to younger kids, just go to vote, but they don't have the knowledge and wisdom understanding of what they're voting for and why they're voting. So we need to keep those people out of the vote poll.
Right. Or educate and inform them.
Educate and inform them. But if they're not, then.
Hey, this is shenanigans. I call shenanigans on the whole thing.
Yeah.
They're on the left. That's all. This is another way for them to try to manipulate the vote and fraud. That's all this is. You know, that's all it is. What minority buys tennis shoes?
Right?
Tennis shoes. You know what minority buys shoes?
You already know.
In our business and in sport, entertainment,
us.
It's us.
Yes.
It's black. It's Hispanic. We know people that got 100 pairs of shoes. You know, you got 25. You know, so it's like, you know, we know what this is. This is another attempt to get the Democratic vote to get Trump out of there. We need to counter that some way. We need to have somebody up there with video cameras checking it out. We need to be, you know, somebody taking notes. We need to keep track of what's going on, because that's shenanigans.
I see chaos coming. I really see chaos coming.
That's chaos.
Well,
right there.
That's what they're trying to do. And so do we want to vote for chaos and destruction and division, or do we want to vote to get us united, people back to work? So that's the question. Let's go to Jason McBride. Hey, Jason McBride, how many pairs of shoes do you have?
I've got several.
Okay, so I guess he's not going to answer that question. So what is happening? Well, first of all, Jason, you and Melissa took part in the kickoff for the I'm a Trumpster Minority Bus Tour. So you've met Reggie and Johnny, and they are true patriots. But that was a fun day, wasn't it, Jason?
Yeah, it certainly was. You know, big bus, a parade of cars, and I would say mostly positive responses, although as I told you the day after, I there were people like pointing up at the sky with their middle finger, a few of them, but I mean, there are just some birds up there. I don't know.
So anyway, hey, what's happening over in the markets right now? What happened yesterday?
It was rough yesterday, Kim. The markets took a pretty good beating, but then it could have been worse. The Dow ended up down 500. It was down about 900 at one time, so I recovered part of that. The NASDAQ actually was down pretty bad and recovered most of the drop, where it only came down 14 points yesterday. The S&P also took a pretty good hit, but it closed near the top of the range. But this kind of started developing last week when the indexes started breaking below their 50-day moving averages, Kim. Yesterday was kind of a rough day. We had bank stocks under pressure because of some revelations about long-term suspicious transfers of money to foreign countries from several big banks. That put pressure on them. And then the healthcare sector, hospitals, a couple of the big insurers were also under pressure after Ginsburg passed away, because there's a feeling that could endanger Obamacare even more, with some challenges to that coming up to the Supreme Court. And without her there to act as a sentry, some more damage could be done there. Maybe it'll get removed or canceled or invalidated, and that would hurt some of the insurers and hospitals that are benefiting from it. So that was the big news yesterday, and it looks like the futures are down about 90 points this morning, not 500 like yesterday, so we'll see if we can get some recovery. But I got to tell you, I think the market's looking pretty rough here, Kim.
Mm-hmm. So we always talk about sitting down, taking your temperature on your portfolio, make sure, if whatever your risk tolerance is, you have some things in your defensive position. Jason, you are the person to talk to, and you and your colleagues over at Presidential. So your phone number, I know it, but what is it?
Well, you can get a hold of us at 303-694-1600. That's 303-694-1600. 694-1600. And Kim, I agree with you. The markets are down a little bit off the highs, but not way down. We're still a lot closer to the high than we are to the recent lows, and it's better to make decisions when you're still somewhat in a position of strength.
Most definitely. So again, that number is 303-694-1600. And if you go to airpresidential.com, which is our landing page together, Jason, you have done an excellent analysis of, you know, several different scenarios of how everyday people benefited from the Trump tax cuts. And I would recommend that people go to airpresidential.com to get that, so that when you're talking with your friends out there and they say, oh, it was just millionaires and billionaires, you say, no, actually, everyday people benefited from that. So thank you for doing that, Jason.
You betcha. It was fun.
Okay, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we will be talking with Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas, the creators of I'm a Trumpster, and find out what's happening as they are taking this 45-foot bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was corrected. Out into the ethnic communities. We'll be right back.
Metropolitan Total Property is more than landscaping. Locally owned and operated since 1987, their team is proud to be your neighbor and live in the community. Metropolitan Total Property stands behind their work, and your complete satisfaction is their top priority. Kim Munson highly recommends Metropolitan Total Property for landscaping and more. She was one of their very first clients way back in 1987. Be sure to check out MetropolitanTotalProperty.com for their complete menu of services. Again, that's MetropolitanTotalProperty.com.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lorne Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lorne Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lorne Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lorne Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
Hey, welcome back to The Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get first look at all of the things that we're doing. We'd appreciate it if you go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. And at KimMunson.com, you can buy your tickets for our Salon Series Voters Guide presentation, which will be next Monday. That is September 28th. Can't believe it, but it's September 28th, 5:30 to 8 p.m. Rick Turnquest and I are doing a very thorough analysis of each of the issues, the amendments and the propositions that are on the Colorado ballot. And agree or disagree, you know, we're just putting the information out there. We want it to be a good tool for you to be informed as you fill out your ballot, which Reggie Carr, we were just talking about, the Foot Locker is registering people to vote, and they should probably read our voter's guide here in Colorado.
Yeah, and I need to get with that, too, because, you know, this is my first time voting.
Yeah.
This is my very first time voting. I didn't agree with, the Democratic.
You know, really? I mean, ever voting?
Ever. That's what Trump has inspired me in so many different ways that, you know, I didn't ever like the Democratic Party. And I just mm-hmm. realized that I was actually always a conservative. All the values that they stand for and everything, I'm just like, this is me. So, yeah, this is my first time. Even his, you know, first election, I didn't make the time, the cutoff time to vote. So what I did is I went out there and I've been getting other people to vote for him. So this round is actually going to be my first time.
This is historic. Oh my gosh, Johnny.
And a lot of people think that's kind of like incredible, like that's your first time. But a lot of people over there, minorities have not been voting because they don't feel like it matters.
Exactly.
That is so interesting that you would say that, because a young person in my life said, and this was the election before Donald Trump, so it would have been 2012. Mm-hmm. And she said to me, she said, I'm not going to vote because it doesn't matter. And then when Donald Trump was running for election, she registered to vote because she felt that it did matter. And every vote does matter.
Yes.
How about you, Johnny? Have you voted before?
Yeah, I voted. My mom got me to vote when I was time I turned 18, I think, to vote. Okay. But I didn't have no clue what I was voting for. Democrat.
Born black Democrat.
Go vote. You got to vote. And so I had no idea what I was voting for.
So we are making the recommendation to vote Republican. And there can be a difference between Republican and conservative. Interestingly enough, the Republican platform is conservative. But sometimes Republicans do big government things. It's kind of like they want to sometimes control your life. It's the way they want to say it. Mm-hmm. And in realizing that, you know, I think what we need to do, because the Democrat Party has been pulled so far to the left.
Yes.
That we need to vote Republican, and then we need to be engaged with these people and hold them to conservative principles. And those conservative principles are in the Declaration of Independence, that all men, and that's women, that's mankind, is created equal. Mm-hmm. As Calvin Coolidge, President Coolidge said, if all men are created equal, that is final. That is where we need to go. And then these rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and all this is embodied in the Constitution. Right. And Reggie and Johnny, I actually was there with you. ABC News reached out to you. And they sent a crew out national to interview you.
True.
And I think your interview was 17 minutes. Yeah. And as the two of you were standing there talking, and again, you were born black Democrat.
Yes.
And here you are, you know, out here for Donald Trump. And as you were speaking to the interviewer, you sounded to me like Abraham Lincoln. I mean, you guys were talking about these big ideals of America, Reggie.
Right.
It was just great. And what happened with that?
Well, Kim, I'm gonna give you good details, because previous to that day, they had called and they scheduled a certain time for him to be there. Remember, Kath?
Mm-hmm.
Then they called back and changed that time to another time. Mm-hmm. We're like, and then say, anybody, you can have anybody there that you want to interview. Then they called back and changed that. No, we just want you guys. Then they changed, called back again and said, we want this time. Then they called back one final time and said, we are going to be here at this time with two cameras and blah, blah, blah. They kept changing the narrative and controlling what they wanted us to do. But they're coming to interview us, but they're controlling the whole thing. So now the day of the interview, we have that, like you said, 17, 20 minutes.
I should interject. This was for the George Stephanopoulos show, and it was his colleague, Martha Raddatz, who you were working with, okay?
Yes.
And she's one of the co-hosts on
that. Well, she was going to come in.
And she was supposed to actually came in. Then she flipped, and then they had to send two people in. And we're like, man, they sure are trying to, like, tell us what to do and blah, 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 blah. And but when we had the interview, they had us moving the bus up, you know, moving
walking
down,
around.
Walking around. I'm just like, God, this is work. We need a check for this. I mean, like, really? And then we go through all of that. And they couldn't stump us. They couldn't get us to say anything negative against President Trump. And I was wondering, like, okay, you can keep it coming because it's not going to change. We are 100% behind the president, and
so
this is why.
So they had nothing to use, huh?
Nothing to use.
So 24.
So I'll 17, 20 minutes got edited down to, what,
24 seconds. Yeah, because they didn't have any ammunition, and we wasn't going to, we actually prepared, and we know how to control that narrative.
Right.
And we prepared for this. And so actually, we could, you know, they cut us down to 24 seconds.
Right.
Well, and so I was there.
Yes.
And I actually was recording it.
Exactly.
Right.
And so I have all 17 minutes, and I guess they must not have known, because I was standing behind the interviewer and the camera person, mm-hmm. And so they must not have known that I was doing that. When they asked you guys to do, walking into the, towards the bus,
right.
Then I stepped out and I was filming the guy that was
filming us,
filming you. And at that point, they realized that we had recorded it.
Exactly. So they said they have.
So we went in your place, a minute later.
Got that phone call. Tell Kim, but listen. They know that we was protected, so they figured it out. Hey, they recorded the show, so therefore we have nothing to use. We can't switch it up. We can't flip it. We can't turn it this way, and so we were actually protected. So,
Kim, tell me then, why is it that took place, and then instead of just them talking to you and us, they're going to call back all the way where it's Connecticut or wherever they're from? And let the producer or whatever out there know. And then she's going to then turn and call us and tell us.
Well, it was Martha that called you, wasn't it? Or was it the producer?
I don't. It was a lady. I don't know who it was. But they're calling us. Kim Munson's filming the show. We didn't give authorization for blah, blah. I'm like, you give our. This is our stuff. You on our. I'm thinking.
But you were
like
respectful.
That.
You said, okay.
Yeah, I was very respectful. I said, okay, no problem. We'll talk to her, blah, 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 blah. And Kaz was like, I'm glad we got Kim here, to protect us, because that editing situation.
Oh, yeah, we know how
we already knew. We already knew. It's like, I hope they don't try to turn this in with this editing system, but at least we have Kim with the actual footage of what we really said and what we've done.
But I can say those 24 seconds were powerful.
Yeah, they were powerful.
And we, 24 seconds, like the lady called up on our show, and it's like, you only need 24 seconds to bring light into dark.
Okay. Well, and the other thing interesting, and when Reggie calls you Kaz, that's Johnny that he's talking about.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that so? This was this film crew had been out. They went had gone. My understanding, they'd gone across America.
Right.
And were asking people about Trump, and yeah. You guys were the only ones that were pro. But I'm wondering if maybe what they had done is that maybe they edited everybody else to make Trump look like he was in a bad light. I just thought of that just now.
That's what they did.
Yes, actually, that's what they did.
That's exactly what they did. They found everybody that was against Trump, and then they went out and found some farmers that voted for him last.
They was divided.
But they were on the fence if they were going to vote for him. I said, do you know how many people they had to interview to find a farmer that was against Trump?
Exactly.
I mean, what the setup, the okey-doke all day long.
And we see it because we can recognize all that.
Well, you guys did really, really well. And let's go to break, because that was absolutely fascinating. And it was just the minute that they realized that you had that, that video, and we talked about it, was great protection.
Right.
Exactly. And again, it was a divine intervention, because if they would have known that I was doing that, they might have asked me immediately not to do that. Again, I think it was divine intervention thing.
But you're a veteran. You knew how to stand back a little bit.
You Kim the Great.
They was focused, and we was focused as well.
You guys did a great job. So let's go to break. Before we do that, though, another one of my great partners is Castlegate Knife and Tool, which is located right down in Sedalia. They're open 7 days a week. I would recommend, these beautiful weekends, take a day, go down to Sedalia and check out Castlegate Knife and Tool. And actually, I need to get a utility knife. And so I'm going to talk to Hal Van Herkey about what would be good just to have. I probably better not keep it in my purse or just remember to take it out when I fly. But I think it's always good to have something like that. But they have knives for collectors, military personnel, sportsmen. I've been actually going to some weddings and giving lovely knife sets for that, for the kitchen. So for more information, go to castlegate.com. That's castlegate.com. And we'll be right back. Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas are in studio. Stay tuned.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is kimmunson.com, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for a weekly newsletter there. Also, you can sign up for our Salon Series Voters Guide event, which is next Monday, September 28th, 5:30 to 8 at Water's Edge Winery. Rick Turnquest and I will present our Voters Guide, and it is very thorough, and it will be a great tool for you. Reggie Carr, Johnny Thomas in studio. It's going way quickly, way too quickly. You're the creators of I'm a Trumpster, but let's just finish something up during break. You know, we were talking about this whole thing with ABC News, and it may have been, you know, Johnny, you said everybody else during whatever that was, that 5-10 minute segment on George Stephanopoulos's show.
Right.
Was negative towards Trump.
Yeah.
But it might have been editing. I mean, editing can do, you guys have been in the business, you know.
Yeah, they'll have you do an interview for all these, minutes, and then they take the piece, what they want, and they edit it, and you would have said so many positive things, but they'll take that one little sentence, and that's what they'll show.
Mm-hmm. So that's fake news, right?
Of course.
That's how they do it.
That's why I understand Trump so well when he say fake news, fake, you're fake. I understand exactly what he's saying.
But I'm kind of worried, though. I have to kind of touch this, if it's okay. That Foot Locker thing. That's on my mind, man. Because you know what I see? I see Nike involved. I see them paying like LeBron or somebody to show up to for the promotion to entice the it's a vote grab. It's a minority promotional grab. They can't fool us. You know that?
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's not celebrities, star basketball players, or football players showing up.
No, it's going to be celebrities and stars.
And what's the laws with that? They might have free shoe giveaways. I mean, like, it's a lot of things that for Foot Locker to get involved in that is a minority vote grab. And what's the laws and regulations, the rules with that?
They're trying to pull everything out the box. They're trying to pull everything.
Is it legal for them to do that, Kim?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, they got loopholes.
I don't know. We'll have to check that out. But that comes over to what you guys are doing. This is so important. You've had this 45-foot bus going out into communities, also at events. Mm-hmm. Reggie, how's it going?
It's for the most part, it's been real positive. We do the flash mob, which, you know, that's working very well.
Yes.
We get a lot of people giving us the thumbs up and honking horns and all that stuff. But we get your crazies that are giving us the bird, you know, left and right. Our last outing, I thought it was going to be a pretty rough one because it was like 8-0, you know, the bird versus the thumb, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, man. But we're in these neighborhoods. Like, we're in Park Hill. We're in Montbello. We're in Green Valley Ranch. We're in Aurora. You know, and we're not just on the main streets. You know, we turn down streets that if something happened.
We call it the trenches. We're in the trenches.
Yeah. we couldn't do a U-turn and turn around.
It's one way in,
one way out. So we have to, you know, we take that in consideration. But everywhere we go, when we try to map it out, before the bus, remember, all we seen was Biden signs, Black Lives Matter, blah, blah, this and all that. I said, yep, this is where we got to be. So we were like, okay, so let's go. We know the course, so let's go ahead and do it. And we went into those, and we're continuing to go through those neighborhoods and all of that. But
true,
it's been positive, but we've had some crazies. We had this Black lady, remember? She pulled up to the side while we were driving about, 20-30 miles an hour?
Mm-hmm.
She pulled up to the side and, you know, got her phone out. She's cussing, saying everything. Meanwhile, she's still filming.
Yes.
And the bus driver is just like, hey, how you doing? Like this, and we're just, and you filming her. And I'm just like, wow. She was going crazy, Kim.
Yeah.
Well, now what about, have you, I mean, stopping the bus, there is danger in doing that. I know that you have, I mean, you guys have funded like 98% of all this with your own money. And you had given me a piece of literature that you're going to give out regarding the comparisons, basically to, I mean, it's a pretty powerful piece.
To the Democrats and the Republicans.
Yeah.
And the Democrats today versus the Democrats, you know, back in the day.
Yeah. So have you been handing that out?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And see, me, it's just kind of like I see it like this. You going into these neighborhoods, it's a lot of people that's going to see you that's going to not like it. It's a lot of people that's going to see you that's going to like it. But at the end of the day, a lot of times what we're doing, the Democrats are not doing. And so as if I'm just a bystander, I'm looking out there, I'm seeing this big bus coming to the neighborhood, it makes me say, that they matter. Let me investigate this. They're coming places that the Democrats didn't come. It's just a little sign over here, but I see a bus. I see these guys in the neighborhood. They're getting out, passing out information.
They're black.
Where they passing out masks. So let me just investigate a little bit deeper. And we was at the mall. What mall was that?
Aurora Town Center.
Yes. And we had a lot of minorities coming looking at the bus. And we had, you know, they was like Trump. And then some was
what
like,
is it?
And then we was actually talking to some guys. And immediately, I think it's three guys that just went in shopping. And then one guy was like, you know what? I think I'm a Republican. I'm voting for Trump.
Yeah, because his friend was like, oh, man, no, we ain't Trump, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, but I bet y'all spending that stimulus money. And I'm just like, hey, man, come here. We got to talk
to you. We actually talked to him.
And he said, hey, you know what? Come to think of it, you know, Trump, things haven't been, it's been not bad for
Trump's
me.
Trump's been great COVID. For me.
Trump's been great for me. You know what? He said the F word, F bomb. Yeah. He said, I'm a Trumpster. Yes. I'm a Trumpster. So he said, come here. And so we gave him a flyer and we gave him a mask.
Yes.
And he went right then and there against his crew.
Well, and you guys, we're running out of time just because there's so much to talk about. But what really, and when I tell people this story, you guys have been in the black entertainment business for many years.
Yes.
And you're tired, Johnny, of sending things. You'd send things over to China to be produced, and you got ripped off.
Yes, got ripped off.
And the story of you telling us that you were in your studio down in Atlanta, you were doing something, and a guy came in. He goes, oh, I love that song, you're working on it. He goes, that's the number one song in Europe.
Incredible.
It was your song. Somebody ripped it off, and they distributed it and got the money. Right, Reggie?
That's 100% true. I can't believe it to this day, but that's exactly how it happened.
Millions. We're not talking about crumbs. You're talking about the number one song, and we know it comes with the number one song.
And I didn't believe
royalties
it.
Royalties.
All kind of royalties and stuff. And I said, no way. And then when somebody that you ain't never seen before, ever in your life, you don't even know who this person is, and he's
start
looking.
Singing your song, right?
You start singing the song when he was hearing it, he had a look on his face, Kim, that was like he was flabbergasted.
Yeah.
And then we're like, "What's up?" He said, "Man, that song is number one." And I said, "Nah, man, are you kidding me? Nah, it is. It's number one." And then he said, "You start doing the song, you know, little bump." I'm like, "Whoa, he's."
So to that point, Donald Trump, you heard him talk about intellectual property rights, and that is what made you do this.
Yes.
Okay. And very quickly. Marxism, communism, socialism. What they do is they get rid of the individual. They put people into groups. The other thing they do is there is no property rights. There's no private property, whether or not it's the physical or the intellectual.
Right.
And you guys experienced that. And that is that nobody was protecting the, you know, what you had created,
your
intellectual property rights.
Yes.
And that is so important. We have to protect private property rights. That is inherent in the American idea.
Yes.
And so with that, we, you know what, we're just about out of time, but the grassroots, you needed some help to get this vinyl wrap on the bus. It was $10,000.
Yes.
And so the grassroots stepped up. And for $50, everybody got, you would get a mask for every $50 you contributed. We raised $13,000, Johnny.
Incredible. And I appreciate everybody that got the mask and contributed. I really just appreciate that because, you know, when you came up with the idea, I was like, I don't know if that's going to happen. And then we came back and said, we got 13.
I'm like, a genius.
Wow, that's incredible. So that lets you know that people do care. The grassroots people do care. And they actually, you know what I'm saying, are stepping up more than the
big dogs.
I know it. So we have 1 minute left. Reggie Carr, it costs anywhere from $500 to $800 to fill the bus up with gas. You can go about 1,200 miles. You have to pay the driver. Grassroots, let's step up and help them again. You can go to your website and contribute on the bus tour.
Yes.
And President Trump is always asking for money, and that's important. But I've determined that my Trump money is going to you guys because you're out there.
Wow.
So what's the website, Reggie?
I'm a Trumpster.com.
And we're getting a lot of views, and you've done an incredible job in Wine and Tapas. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
It's just, we couldn't have done it without you. Even though we did 98% of the whole total cost down the stretch, wouldn't have been done if it wasn't for
you. It wouldn't have been 100% if it wasn't the two for coming in. So yeah. We appreciate that.
Thank you. So, gentlemen, you are my friends. You are my colleagues. You are patriots.
Likewise.
God bless you.
God bless
and thank
you,
you so much. Our quote for the end of the show is from Clint Eastwood. He said, I would just like to say something, ladies and gentlemen, something that I think is very important. It is that we own this country. We own it. It's not you owning it, and it's not politicians owning it. Politicians are employees of ours. So, my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. God.